It is April 6, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Cboe's getting some love today, first for awarding 5 scholarships in a surprise ceremony disguised as a final round of interviews for its Cboe Empower Scholarship Program, and second for putting up some darn good volume numbers across the global organization of the popular ADV and less popular ADNV. The sneaky CBOE invited the 5 winners of the CBOE Empower Scholarship Program to its new global headquarters in the old post office building. The students were prepared for a final interview, but instead they were whisked off into a large conference room where CBOE Chairman, President until May 12th, and CEO Ed Tilly congratulated them on their progress to date before the big reveal. There were no more interviews. The 5 students were being awarded a CBOE Empower Scholarship right there instead. They even got to ring the CBOE opening bell. These kids are going to college with their costs paid by the CBOE. This is a start for the program. The CBOE said it hopes to expand the program, and I wholly expect them to do that. This is the type of community engagement that is in the DNA of the CBOE and its management and has been passed down through successive regimes. Ed Tilly and his team are the latest personification of this, and if they can make this work, perhaps the best representation of these values yet. CBOE Global Markets' first quarter 2022 volume across all 4 CBOE options exchanges was 830.3 million options contracts, which set a record for the second consecutive quarter. The average daily volume, or the popular ADV number, hit an all-time high of 13.4 million contracts traded per day. That was the big news. The small news was that the CBOE launched Nanos on March 14th with nearly 72,000 contracts traded in the first 2 weeks. Over in Europe, CBOE Bids Europe, Cboe's European block trading platform, reported average daily notional value, the much less popular ADNV, traded 669 million euros, beating the previous record of 608 million euros ADNV traded in January 2022. CBOE also has something called the Cboe Europe Periodic Auctions, which reported ADNV traded of 2.1 billion euros, beating the previous record of 2 billion ADNV traded in February 2022. And CBOE European Derivatives traded 2,464 contracts, a record up from 1,623 contracts in February. Cboe's global FX ADNF was 44.4 billion in March 2022, the second highest month on record behind March 2020. The CBOE CEF set a monthly record ADNV in non-derivable forwards NDFs with 957 million traded in March 2022. CBOE was not the only equity options exchange with some big numbers. MIAX also set some records. Total U.S. multi-listed options market share for the MIAX group reached 13.8%, up 10 basis points year over year and representing a 0.8% increase. The MIAX exchange group collectively executed 121.8 multi-listed options contracts during the month, representing a 4.2% increase year on year and an average daily volume, or ADV, of 5,295,073 contracts. Acuity is out with a report best summed up by hedge funds face perfect storm of increased margin requirements. You can download the report with a link in today's newsletter. Yesterday was reportedly a back-to-the-office day for OCC. JLN is unsure how many OCC employees decided to show up in their various offices, but applauds the OCC for having an office. not something that JLN currently has. I'm going to schedule my fourth Pfizer shot for COVID-19 to boost my resistance to the virus. Let's just say I want to be 8.2 prepared. I have long been a fan of the YouTube channel Wendover Productions. I mention it because the channel just published the video, The Incredible Logistics Behind Corn Farming. The complexity and technology is amazing and may be surprising. Some here who buy and sell corn may find it interesting, as well as everyone else. It's really interesting. That's from Jeff Bergstrom. Here are some stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a press release from NFA. NFA orders Salt Lake City, Utah, introducing broker member BTU Brokers, Inc. to pay $80,000 fine. NFA has ordered Salt Lake City, Utah, introducing broker BTU Brokers, Inc., BTU, and its principal and associated person, AP, Christopher Anthony Ridgway, to jointly pay an $80,000 fine. The decision, issued by NFA's Business Conduct Committee, BCC, is based on a complaint issued by the BCC and a settlement offer submitted by BTU and Ridgway, in which they neither admitted nor denied the allegation in the complaint. In its complaint, the BCC alleged that BTU and Ridgway failed to comply with NFA registration rules and failed to digitally supervise the operations and APs of BTU in apparent violation of NFA compliance rules 2.9a. The BCC's complaint also alleges that BTU and Ridgway failed to observe the high standards of commercial honor and just and equitable principles of trade expected of NFA members and associates by permitting the registration and supervision deficiencies to occur in apparent violation of NFA compliance rule 2.4. In its decision, the BCC found that BTU and Ridgway violated NFA compliance rules 2.9a and 2.4. My comment, the NFA with the $80,000 fine could have turned up the heat on BTU even more. Here's a post from Catton and Gary DeWall. SEC chairman raises multiple concerns regarding crypto trading platforms, token issuers, and stablecoins during speech at UPenn Law School. Gary Gensler, chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, raised multiple concerns regarding crypto trading platforms, token issuers in general, and stablecoins in particular during a presentation before the University of Pennsylvania Law School on April 4, 2022. My comment, back to college for Gary Gensler, where he was teaching about this before he became SEC chair. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Miami gets its own charging bull statue for Crypto Week. Mayor Francis Suarez unveils 3,000-pound Miami bull statue. Miami looks to foster crypto firms and entrepreneurs. Miami is kicking off a multi-day Bitcoin conference by unveiling a larger-than-life bull statue as the city looks to cement its image as a crypto hub. The installation, named Miami Bull, bears the likeness of Wall Street's charging bull, except with Bitcoin laser eyes. The statue, which weighs in at 3,000 pounds, was commissioned by Florida-based trading platform TradeStation. My comment, Miami gets its own Toro. Here's a story from MarketWatch. The best paid internship in America pays almost $10,000 a month, and it's a Silicon Valley company. Are you looking for a work experience? Silicon Valley companies are competing for tech interns. The career website Glassdoor on Tuesday released its annual 25 Best Paid Internships in America report for 2022. With falling unemployment and rising wages and so many workers on the move as we enter year 3 of the pandemic, it makes for timely reading. Summer interns are among those who arguably stand to benefit from their networking and mentoring opportunities that come with workers returning to their offices. My comment, you don't want to know what you have to do for the $10,000 a month. Here are the top 3 stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most clicked story on Tuesday was the Financial Times blockchain and financial markets with computers push out brokers about Sam Bankman-Fried, Alex Rodriguez, Boca, and the CFTC. Second was about Sam Bankman-Fried and his FTX U.S. cryptocurrency exchange. FTX U.S. invests in Flashboy Exchange in crypto trading push from Bloomberg. Third was day drinking, big shot, and billions of dollars, how the nickel market imploded from CNN Business, which was our top story Monday. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Weaponization of finance, how the West unleashed shock and awe on Russia. The sanctions on Russia's central bank use omnipresence of the U.S. dollar to penalize an American adversary. It was the third day of the war in Ukraine, and on the 13th floor of the European Commission's headquarters, Ursula von der Leyen had hit an obstacle. The Commission president had spent the entire Saturday working the phones in her office in Brussels, seeking consensus among Western governments for the most far-reaching and punishing set of financial and economic sanctions ever leveled at an adversary. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Betting against Bitcoin may get easier with futures ETF filing. ProShares applies to SEC for an inverse Bitcoin futures ETF. Issuer Direxon withdrew a similar proposal last October. The firm behind the first U.S. Bitcoin futures ETF wants to launch a product that will bet against the world's largest cryptocurrency. ProShares Short Bitcoin Strategy Exchange-Traded Fund would track the inverse performance of an index of Bitcoin futures, according to a filing Tuesday with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. ProShares introduced the Bitcoin Strategy ETF in October, which ranked among the most popular ETF debuts on record. And then finally, a story from the FT. Too much uncertainty. Chill descends on Hong Kong equity capital markets. Fundraising drops almost 90% in first quarter to lowest pace since global financial crisis. Hong Kong equity fundraising has dropped to the slowest pace since the global financial crisis as economic and regulatory doubts compound concerns over Chinese companies that once drove a steady drumbeat of lucrative listings. Total fundraising from the offerings, follow-on share sales, convertible bonds in Hong Kong fell to $4.9 billion in the first 3 months of 2022, according to data from Refinitiv, reflecting a drop of 87% from the previous year, and marking the worst quarter for the city's equity capital markets since late 2008. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.